You're listening to the Coffee Break French Verb Fix. This is Season 1, Episode 6, and we're looking at the verb faire. Bonjour à tous et à toutes. Welcome to this episode of the Coffee Break French Verb Fix. And this is the show which will give you your weekly fix of Coffee Break French and indeed help you sort out your verbs so that you can use them accurately and effectively in your spoken and written French. Moi, comme vous le savez très bien, je m'appelle Marc. Je suis votre professeur et je vais vous aider avec vos verbes français. This week, we're looking at faire. And faire is an interesting verb because it has two main meanings. One is to make, and the other is to do. Now, perhaps you'll most commonly come across faire in the sense of to do, but it also has the secondary meaning, to make, and we'll be looking at examples of both. As usual, we're going to conjugate the verb in four tenses: the present tense, the perfect tense, the imperfect tense, and the future tense. This will give you a good start on using faire in these four tenses. Like the previous two verbs that we've looked at, être and avoir, faire is irregular, so you'll be coming across some different patterns, not necessarily the regular patterns that we looked at in the first three episodes of this show. Okay, let's get on with our conjugation. We are going to start with the present tense, and that is translating I do, you do, he does, or indeed I make, you make, he makes. Let's begin with I do, or I make. Je fais. F-A-I-S. You make. Tu fais. F-A-I-S, the same spelling as the je form. He or she makes, or he or she does. Il fait. Elle fait. F-A-I-T. Now, something slightly funny happens with the nous form of this verb. Because although it's spelled the same way, F-A-I-S-O-N-S for the ending, we don't pronounce nous faisons, but nous faisons. Nous faisons. So that's F-A-I-S-O-N-S, nous faisons. Then we move to the vous form, the you plural or you formal form, vous faites, F-A-I-T-E-S, vous faites. And then ils or elles font. F-O-N-T. So, let's go through this with some music. Je fais. Tu fais. Il fait. Nous faisons. Vous faites. Ils font. This pronunciation aspect of faire is a little tricky, but I'm sure you'll cope with it. So that's I do, you do, or I make, you make, and so on. Let's move now to the perfect tense, where we are saying I have made or I have done. And it's an avoir verb, so we use avoir as our auxiliary verb. And the past participle that we need is fait, F-A-I-T. So we can say I have done, j'ai fait, you have done, tu as fait, he has done, il a fait. We have done, nous avons fait, you, plural, have done, vous avez fait, and they have done, ils ont fait. Of course, we're also translating there, I have made, you have made, he has made, we have made, you have made, they have made. Let's do that with some music.
J'ai fait, tu as fait, il a fait, nous avons fait, vous avez fait, ils ont fait.
So that was faire in the perfect tense. I have done or I have made. Let's move now to the imperfect tense. And the interesting thing here is that we use that same pronunciation of the nous faisons in the imperfect tense for all of the verb. So we don't say je faisais, but je faisais, I was doing. Je faisais, F-A-I-S-A-I-S. Tu faisais, you were doing, or you were making. F-A-I, S-A-I-S, the same as the je form. He was making, or he was doing, il faisait, F-A-I-S-A-I-T. We were making, nous faisions, F-A-I-S-I-O-N-S. You were making, or you were doing, vous faisiez, F-A-I-S-I-E-Z. And then they were making, or they were doing, il faisait, F-A-I-S-A-I-E-N-T. So again, we'll do this with the help of our musical backing. Je faisais, tu faisais, il faisait, nous faisions, vous faisiez, il faisait. And finally, it's time to look at the future tense of faire. And this is I will do or I will make. And we're going to look for the future stem of faire. And this is similar in a sense to être, because our future stem is F-E-R. Je ferai. I will do, I will make, I will be doing, I will be making. Je ferai. F-E-R-A-I. You will be making, tu feras. He or she will be making or doing, il fera, elle fera, F-E-R-A. So just the difference between the tu form, F-E-R-A-S, and the il-elle form, F-E-R-A. As usual, you've come to expect that by now, I'm sure. We will do, we will make, nous ferons, you will make, the plural form, vous ferez, F-E-R-E-Z, and the il-elle plural form, ils feront, F-E-R-O-N-T. And of course, we'll continue doing this with some music. Je ferai, tu feras, il fera, nous ferons, vous ferez, ils feront. Et voilà, c'est tous les temps verbaux. That's all our tenses that we're going to be covering in this main lesson. Now, as I said, faire can mean two things, to do or to make. But it's also a verb that's used very often in expressions. So let's, for example, take the expression to go cycling, to do some cycling. It's faire du vélo. Let's use that in a sentence, a sample sentence. The children go cycling every evening after their meal. So the children go cycling, literally, the children do some bike every evening after their meal. Les enfants font du vélo, using the present tense of faire, ils font. Les enfants font du vélo every evening, all the evenings, tous les soirs, after their meal, après leur repas. Après leur repas. Les enfants font du vélo tous les soirs après leur repas. And let's look at another example. This one is going to use the perfect tense. I have already done my homework. I have done. We're looking at, of course, the perfect tense. And we will use the auxiliary verb avoir plus the past participle. J'ai fait. I have already done. J'ai déjà fait mes devoirs. J'ai déjà fait mes devoirs. I now have a translation challenge for you. When we were your age, we used to go skiing every winter. Now, let's think a little about that. First of all, to go skiing uses a faire expression. It's to do some skiing, faire du ski. Faire du ski. And also, let's think about the fact that when we use ages, we often use the verb avoir. So when I was your age, or when we were your age, literally should be translated as when we had your age. So try saying, when we were your age, we used to go skiing every winter, or when we had your age, we did or used to do some skiing every winter. So when we were your age or when we had your age, quand nous avions, imperfect tense of avoir, quand nous avions ton âge or votre âge, nous faisions du ski tous les hivers. We used to do some skiing every winter, all the winters. Nous faisions du ski tous les hivers. So when we were your age, we used to go skiing every winter. Let's try another translation. This time I'll give you the French and you can translate it into English. Qu'est-ce que tu as fait hier soir? Qu'est-ce que tu as fait hier soir? So, qu'est-ce que tu as fait? What did you do? Or, what have you done, in a sense? But qu'est-ce que tu as fait hier soir? What did you do last night? It probably sounds better to say, what did you do last night? Rather than, what have you done last night? Sounds a little strange in English. Okay, we've looked at some sample sentences. We've tested your skills in translating things from English into French and French into English. All that remains for us to do is to go back through our verbs with some music, just to review our conjugations. Allez, c'est parti! So this is faire in our four tenses, beginning with the present. I do or I make. Je fais. Tu fais. Il fait. Nous faisons, vous faites, ils font. So that was the present tense of faire, I do, I make. Let's go to the perfect tense, I have done or I have made. J'ai fait, tu as fait, il a fait. Nous avons fait, vous avez fait, ils ont fait. That's the perfect tense of faire. We'll now move to the imperfect. I was doing, you were doing, I was making, and so on. Je faisais, tu faisais, il faisait. Nous faisions, vous faisiez, il faisait. And finally, to the future of faire. I will do, I will make, you will do, you will make. Je ferai, tu feras, il fera, nous ferons, vous ferez, ils feront. So there you have faire in our four tenses. Now it's over to you. We'd like you to join in the verb fix because we want to hear your uses of faire in a sentence. You can post your sentence on our Facebook page, that's facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, or you can post them in a comment on the website. However, best of all, you can record your sentence and send it to joinin@radiolingua.com or simply use the join in button on the Radiolingua website or on our Facebook pages. We'll choose some of our favourite voice messages and include them in a future community show. You can find these in the Coffee Break French feed. We'd also like to mention that there's a members version of this show available on the Radiolingua website and a beautiful iPad ebook version available in the iBook store. Both the members version and the ebook include more examples and test translation questions. And we also provide the conjugation of each verb in the conditional, present subjunctive, past historic, pluperfect, future perfect and conditional perfect tenses too. Find out how you can get access to this fantastic resource at radiolingua.com/verbfix. Alors, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Merci beaucoup et à très bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.